You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. What that make you?
Good?
You're not good. You just know how to hide. A lie. Me, I don't have that part. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
What's going on, people? What's going on? It's your boy Tim. We back up in this bitch.
It's your boy Thriller. Who's Rilla?
Well, my shoe.
Good man. Fuck this. I got a question. I want y'all to explain something to me. It's come to my attention that I don't know what the fuck attention is. Do you feel what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I know motherfuckers out there like, what are you talking? I know motherfuckers understand what I mean by that.
Big attention.
That's a rabbit hole.
So when you say attention, they mean you're not giving it.
See, this is the thing. When I feel like this. When the woman starts using that damn adjective, I mean, okay. You know.
Yeah, that's an adjective. A pronoun.
Whatever, you know, I'm saying the wrong fucking. I'm fucking up. You know,
a pronoun.
But look.
Cause a pronoun is a
one of them fucking terms.
You know what the fuck, the wrong goddamn
action word, right? Pronouns is action word, right? So
attention is
like action.
Well, hey,
you know what I mean?
I guess it could be.
But look, I don't know what the fuck. Okay. I figured when motherfuckers start saying, I ain't getting enough attention, It don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah. Nothing's gonna be enough.
At that point, it's a wrap. Yeah,
y'all gotta stop using
when
that word.
When they want that attention word, when they say that attention word, that means they're interested in somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that means they're already entertained.
They're already entertained in somebody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Once they pull that attention on you, nah, it's a wrap, homie.
They're gonna move the goalposts.
Yeah.
Because if you, you're not showing me enough. Okay, well, all right, come here. I'm gonna sit under you.
It's the reason why they bringing this up to you. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm gonna pop up to you.
All right, bitch, what you doing?
Somebody else showing her
what you doing?
Attention, and she's starting to like it.
I'm gonna pop up to work. I'm popping up to your
job. And that's what make her bring it up to you. You know what I mean? Because she want to make sure she give you one more shot,
you know,
before she let it.
The niggas at the job.
You want to hit? That's pressure like a motherfucker. I was going to say, you want to do a check to see if your slick is fucking around?
It's pressure.
Bring her something to eat. Bring her something to eat unexpected. See if she get mad or not.
She go, oh, what the
fuck? Nah, if she get mad, she if she gets pissed off, she fucking somebody.
Facts. Cause no girl gets mad you bring them food.
Hell no.
No girl in America.
I don't know one bitch that turned down food.
No. It can be McDonald's. It can be Del Taco.
Oh, you bringing me food? Thank you.
They with it, yeah.
They're always hungry.
Food is the one common fucking median that the man and the woman have left in common. It's food. That's it, bro.
But yeah,
everything else is out, because you know why it's out? Because the men are stealing it all. You know what I mean? The men out here giving gobs. You know what I mean? The women can't fucking have that shit to themselves.
Niggas is getting dressed all up to go sit around other niggas.
Niggas out here wearing fingernail polishes.
Yeah.
And all this other shit. Like, that's shit that was created for the women. You feel me?
But yeah, attention, that's a dangerous word right there.
That is.
Y'all gotta stop using that shit to try to go do some scumbagging. Because there's a lot of scumbagging, and they try to. It's a passive aggressive scumbagging.
They cover it up by calling it attention.
Yeah,
saying you ain't giving them attention, but really you probably giving them all the attention.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's just not what they're looking for attention, but you're giving them attention. You know what I mean?
I had to have the same conversation with a few young ladies. Like, bitch, I'm not 12. I can't.
Yeah.
If a nigga's able to give you
100% attention right now,
he got shit going on.
He broke. He don't got no job. He don't got no goals. He don't got no drive. He don't have nothing to look forward to in life because he's so worried about giving you attention.
And I'll be damned.
Attention is free.
What that rattle around in your cup right there?
Cause shit.
Attention's free. You want some free shit, bitch.
Badass attention. You don't want that. You don't really want attention. You don't really want that.
Motherfucker didn't get the call, you popping up. Oh, well you ain't got to do it like that.
Yeah. Then they gonna flip it. Then they gonna flip it and say you giving them too much attention. Like, which one is it? I'm not giving you enough, and now I'm giving you too much.
I'm not sitting up under your ass every day. I'm not doing it.
Y'all know during COVID, this has been the most divorces in the world. Because people, like, usually before COVID, you was at work. 12 hours a day. Your wife was at the crib or at work herself. But now during COVID, once they shut everything down and you was at the crib, then you was actually able to sit back and see, like, this is who the fuck I married. like you know what I mean? And that blows my mind that it took this to figure that out.
The first couple months of slamming y'all was doing.
Yeah. We can fuck that day. Yeah, all right.
It was cool then.
After that, he got to look it upside that bitch head.
Yeah, it was crazy though, being told everything closed, nigga. The grocery store closed at like 6 o'clock.
That shit was wild.
Oh my god. I mean, we got off the topic with the shit, but anyway,
gaining them motherfuckers.
It's been a minute since we've been on this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, so this shit gonna be all over the place, but it's alright.
We gonna cover a lot of different topics tonight. In one. Without even letting y'all know, it's a transition. It'll just come up.
We're drinking this goddamn Conor McGregor.
Ooh, shit. Fuck you, Mayweather.
Yeah. We sure is. And it's bloody strong, mate. It's bloody strong. It's bloody 1,000% alcohol.
Wait, that's Australia.
Oh, bloody. You right. It is. Yeah. It ain't fucking Ireland. They say bloody in Ireland too.
No, they say bloody.
Yeah, Ireland say bloody.
Yeah, bloody. Ireland say bloody. You said mate.
Mate. Fucking bloke. You bloke.
Mate is definitely there. Irish is Ireland, right?
Yeah.
So that's where the Vikings and shit come from.
I don't know.
Where they get the idea of Vikings. Iceland. No, Iceland.
I don't know.
Iceland is where the Vikings come from. My bad.
I don't know. They do. My bad. We might be having some blown facts, but fuck it. Somebody tell us if that shit right or wrong. Because I don't know. But it sounds like it. You know, that sounds like you about right, though.
I believe the Vikings come from fucking Iceland. And I believe Iceland is in Poland.
I thought Iceland was its own shit.
It might be, Iceland's in Poland.
That's his own shit.
My word for that is I don't know.
You don't even have motherfuckers crying. What? This nigga said what?
Hell no.
Bloody.
Oh no, Iceland is in Europe.
Yeah, it's in Europe.
But it's his own shit.
Yeah.
It's a country in Europe. It's a country in Europe, yes. Yeah.
But you was on the right shit.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. I know what you meant when you said the Vikings. That's where the Vikings is from.
It was something like that.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, obviously I'm not very geographical.
Damn.
I ain't been there yet. I can tell you about
Going back. You know how you fuck up too? Is when, you know, and then this is what you tell him. Look, okay, I know what he's doing. He's telling you all this sweet ass shit. He's telling you, oh damn, you looking right in them jeans today.
Giving your ass that premium.
That premium
93.
That gas, that 100 octane. That shit, that NASCAR.
Right now, that motherfucker about $7, $8, $9 a gallon. So he pumping up some good shit for you.
Yeah.
He pumping some good shit.
I looked at the gas the other day, motherfucker said $5.09 right here at the terror. I said, hold on. What?
But see, the thing is, y'all gotta just stop buying the shit. So this is what women, they so gullible. Like, just because a nigga say something, you know, that you might not be hearing from your old man all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he done been with your crazy ass.
He done been with you.
You know what I mean? So just chill.
He
don't
gotta
say that. You know what I mean?
I see that at my job.
Tap your ass sometime, but goddamn.
When you walk by, pow, you know?
I see that at my job with like the little young girls in there.
They be just getting gassed up.
Yeah. Gas.
Ain't nobody finna be doing that with your ass every day.
There's one girl in there, she's full blown like with the shit. Like the little youngsters in there be walking around slapping her on her ass. Grabbing on her ass, hugging her, and squeezing on her ass, shit. So, in my eyes, you might go get naked right now. You know what I mean? You tripping, baby.
See, the only thing is, I'm not doing that on clock.
Oh,
on the clock.
Oh,
see that? See, that's where you see.
They young though.
But I'm not doing kinky to them. Yeah, I'm not doing that on the clock.
On the clock, I know you gotta be discreet on the clock.
Yeah, fuck that.
They watching you.
Cause this goddamn, this puss Pella right here is not worth my goddamn employment.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you that right now.
It's so late. They be in there, nigga, acting crazy with the bitch. And she let him know.
Try to shoot me the pussy Pella.
She let him
know. Uh-uh.
More power to you.
I don't know.
More power to you.
Buying lunch and shit. Oh, why you got all these, why do you have to have their numbers? Oh, just because in case something, that's what managers are for.
Mm-hmm.
Managers get motherfuckers together when somebody need to work or do something else.
That ain't your fucking job.
I
like the work husbands. I don't like them.
Work husbands. Mm-hmm.
Because they there. And they hounding your bitch.
See, look. See, work husbands used to be cool back in the day. But now work husbands is getting pussy.
Yeah. Now they actually striking.
Yeah.
They striking shit now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see, work husbands, they getting pussy now. They come with pussy. A pussy pellet or two. Here and there.
Nigga, fuck around and call you. What we getting up for Valentine's this year? Nigga, what?
I'm gonna go half on this shit. keep the cost down.
What, yeah. Nigga?
And you know what? I just found out about work husband and wife like in the last couple years.
Man, that shit's
I knew about it, but I didn't think it was to like the extent of this.
Well, they being working a whole nother shit.
Niggas living a whole nother fucking life at work that you don't even know about. And you from the outside looking in thinking they just at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nah, it's more to that.
At work getting work. Absolutely.
If your bitch work in a warehouse,
If your bitch work at Amazon, your bitch work at Walmart.
If she got a warehouse job, you might have to do a possible check on her every day.
You might have to do a possible pop up like school, like a badass kid every quarter.
You might as well get your gynecologist license, because you gonna have to do checks on her.
And when she come right in, when she come in,
add up.
You gotta stop kissing her right in the mouth. When she come in, you gotta let her have a drink, get some drink or some juice or something, some water a few times. Don't kiss her right in the mouth.
If your girl, bitch, whatever, work at like a law firm or something like that, she might not be doing it yet.
But if she goes
let me finish. You might not know right off the bat until you go to a company party. Once you go to the company party, everything comes out the bag. But you gotta think, they work at a law firm. They're good at covering shit up. But once you throw in the party aspect of it, all the fucking uncoveredness is just out in the fucking open. By you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But a warehouse job, if your bitch work at Walmart, a warehouse job. Anywhere on the strip, like around other people.
Really anywhere where
it's males at.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Oh look, I'm just
predominantly males.
Yeah.
Anywhere where it's predominantly males at. If it's like one or two or three or four guys there, you might even gotta be fine.
Any bitch that come in the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Niggas have no standards.
Tackle your shit.
Yeah. That's another thing too.
Yeah, just tackling shit out here.
You know you wouldn't hit that on the street.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, on the street is, you wouldn't approach this motherfucker on the street.
At all,
trying to get no pussy pellet.
Yeah.
No!
Maybe a walk by.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because she's thrown in there, that shit becomes jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, what the hell would happen if you threw the ugliest bitch... In jail.
Motherfuckers gonna kill over it.
Torched.
Yeah.
Right away.
Kill over it.
Especially at a job like my job. I ain't gonna say where it's at, because, you know what I'm saying? I don't need y'all piece of shit up. But, you know what I'm saying? Coming from where I came from, where they wouldn't hire girls at all. Right? And the only girls they would hire was, you know, lesbians.
Oh.
You know, the more, like, manlier
the
girls.
The Brittany Grimes.
Yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying? But now they hiring Tia Coopers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a work in there. I ain't mad at the little youngsters in there, but y'all making it too, like, obvious, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, relax, sit back, and don't let nobody already know. You know what I mean? Because I don't even know y'all, but I know what y'all on. Mm-hmm.
And then this,
right? You know what I mean?
And then we're gonna transition into fuck it, the work husbands and all this shit. You might as well have an open relationship
if you're gonna do all that.
Fuck it.
If you fuck it.
If you're doing this, if I'm gonna keep on finding niggas in your phone. But you don't want to break up with me. You cry when I... All right, well, you don't want to be with me. Fuck it, then I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. Nah, we still going to be... Okay, well, then I'm going to get that shit. And you can get that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah, that shit's... It's already open. You've been living that motherfucker open regardless.
Yeah, like, some of you motherfuckers, they know you was in an open relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the end, whether you like it or not.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker was just gonna make me be in one.
Mm-hmm. We could just be cool. What the hell you talking about? Mm-hmm. This gonna make me be in one. Alright, what the fuck you mean? Damn! Nah, man. Just go ahead on.
It's different. Yeah. It's fucked up, but it's different. Because women don't understand. Look.
It is, yeah.
If we got a bitch, we don't want niggas to strike.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Nah,
man. Matter of fact, I said too much. Y'all don't need to know about this shit. All right. Yeah, fuck that. All yeah. Y'all need to know how the hell we think.
Because,
This is a cold game out here.
It is.
Okay. Fuck it. I know everybody's got one. You know, ladies, you know, niggas, we don't intend to be like this, okay? When you meet us, it's not your fault.
Okay. It's not your fault.
No. No. It's not. It's that raggedy bitch. It ain't your fault. That has nothing to do with you. But that raggedy bitch turned us into the person you met. Do you remember your raggedy bitch story? Do you remember your origin story?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Yeah.
Is it too much? Is it too graphic? Would you be willing to share? Will it open up a deep wound?
Shit. I really liked her. I really thought she was like special. And the bitch cheated on me.
Was this puppy love? Or this is like real deal? I'm in love. Fuck that. I love your ass.
It was probably like
I'll leave it in.
It was probably real deal. I was about 17.
Okay.
I was about 16, 17, 18 years old around there. No, I was younger than 18. So I was like 16, 17. But it was like, you know what I mean, what I thought is real. But you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say it turned me into an animal, but I don't care.
How did it happen? How did you find out she was cheating? Was it like, oh, she called her something in her phone?
One of the homies told me.
Oh.
Like,
that ain't never good. When you got
it. Happened real. And they was like, hey, you still mess with woo woo woo. I was like, yeah, why? They said, cuz, bro, today I seen her do this. And I was like, oh, damn, all right, nigga, good looking. So then I called her.
They were doing the old Magic Johnson.
So then I called her, and she just came out. Once I questioned her about it, she was just like, yeah, I did it. Blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, okay. But It wasn't like that though. Well, the reason why I think that made it a little worse, because the nigga she had cheated with, she used to have on three-way with me. She wouldn't know. He wouldn't know I was on three-way.
I remember those days.
So you're right. Right.
He's right.
Yeah. So
this nigga, I'm gonna catch you.
Dirty
Mackin. When I see you, nigga.
He on there dirty Mackin. He throwing dirt on my name with nigga. I don't even know you. You know what I mean? You've only seen me a couple times, but nigga, I don't know you. You don't even know me. You know what I mean? So he's throwing dirt on my name. But for the longest time, she was like, oh, nah, fuck him, blah, 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 blah. But then the one time, she gave in. You know what I mean?
That's all it takes. Persistent. If you keep entertaining this shit,
absolutely.
Eventually, one day, you're going to be pissed off at me. Yeah. I done made you mad as hell one day. Yeah. And you ain't have no weed. Yeah. And you ain't have none. And he called you.
That turned me on to
what you doing?
To the nigga I am now. And now, it's hard for me to really care about you. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like you. I can fucks with you, but it's gonna be hard for me to care for like any girl. You know what I mean? Because you show me that I put you on a pedestal almost.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You know what I mean?
And that's what we do.
I put you on a pedestal almost because I think you're different. But then you show me that you're regular.
Yeah, you're normal.
You're regular.
Yeah.
And now I just put you on this pedestal when I shouldn't have never fucking did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all these rats we be talking about. Yo, ass turned out to be a rat the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We prejudged. We put you up high thinking you's not going to be a goddamn marsupial.
Yeah. When you start being a fucking rat.
But see, like, on the flip side, like, my bitch. When we was teenagers, it was niggas on some R. Kelly shit. Because you can't no nigga after school.
Oh, back in
really
our day.
Really say he fucked on my bitch.
Yeah.
But a lot of motherfucking old niggas can. You know what I mean? Niggas who shouldn't even be there.
That shit was a cheat code.
That was, you know what I mean?
Them all freaky ass.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was back in our day.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so all niggas was fucking them.
You know what I mean? If you grew up in nigga, if you graduated high school from the year 1999 to the year 2007, while you was in high school, you was fucking with a nigga out of school. You know what I mean?
Just keep it real.
And he's ladies, the reason y'all wasn't real. fucking with us.
Yeah.
At the school.
Because yeah. y'all was mean? Fucking this them niggas.
Come on now.
This nigga pull up.
Yeah.
That nigga turn you upside down eating puss. Nigga ain't doing all that shit.
I ain't doing all that at a teenager.
Nigga, I'm 1'5".
I ain't doing all that shit. Yeah. I don't got no car. Bitch, I'm 15. We're 15. You don't even have no car. You don't have no money. Nothing. You know what I mean?
This nigga 24.
It's a lose-lose for me. Because this I go to school with
on
you.
On his lunch break.
Yeah. Man. He come pick you off, drop off dick in you, and go drop you off at the crib.
Man, you ain't even supposed to be
nowhere near this nigga.
This grown ass man.
He supposed to be slamming your mama, your motherfucking auntie, your grandma, something.
All I got is a bunch of cousins. Words.
Yo, big cousin something, homie, and y'all bullshit.
All I got is a bunch of words for your ass.
Y'all bullshit.
And it's fucked up, but and motherfuckers know we not lying. Like, mm-hmm. y'all know y'all seen it. All the special, all the fine, bad
I know,
girls.
I know
was
20
fucking
of them.
Niggas that was 24.
I know 20 of them.
You was not fucking
between
with niggas
Western,
in high school.
Between
you
were not. High school and Western
you were
high
not.
School. I know 20 of them.
Well, they was out there, and them niggas was pulling up.
Like,
they
was, I see
them. Yeah. I used to be like, what y'all niggas doing up here? What
I
the fuck?
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big always pulling up like, oh, I'm coming to get my bitch.
Get your
bitch.
Home, man.
It done went further than that. I done went to a couple of proms. Where's niggas like 20, 22? 23 up in this motherfucker nigga. I'm like 17.
That shit was 16. Bad. I know, when I went to the prom, I felt out of place. And I was just 1 year removed, and I felt old as a motherfucker in there. I felt so old in that motherfucker.
If you
if you
drive to the prom, 9 out of 10, you might be too old. You know what I mean? Nowadays, it's kind of normal to drive to the prom because these fucking kids are like 18, 19 in fucking high school still. So it's normal now. In our day, if you was 18, 19 in high school, nigga, you was stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. You was nigga retarded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This shit right here crazy now.
Niggas be 20, 21. What is you doing? Oh, I had a beer with the teacher.
What? It's a kid at my little cousin's school. My little cousin in the fifth grade. This girl in the fifth grade, 13 years old.
Ooh.
13 years old in the fifth grade.
They need to just pass her on up.
She an elementary senior.
Super duper. She need to go ahead and get that shit. They need to just tune her at home.
She's Zeke off of power. That nigga like
she what, 20,
20, nigga like what, 25 in college still.
The fuck is Mayweather out?
Yo, motherfucker. So okay, so that was your origin story. Yep.
Yeah, that was my origin story. That happened to me about eighth or ninth grade, around there. Yeah, from then I've been a savage ever since, huh? But I've been a like a little sneaky savage though. You know what I mean? I wasn't like all like out in the fucking open with the wet ups.
See, I had been. Man, I had a bitch. Man, I ain't gonna say the name, but bitch loved me, man. Nah.
We have a house. Get me some chicken and some pretzels. Bitch loved me.
Bitch loved me, man. Nah.
Hey, that's a perfect segue though.
Right.
Flip flopping and shit.
Yeah, that was fun shit. Oh,
flip flopping.
This motherfucker, I was like, let me see. How old was I? Yeah, I was about to say, man, I'm thinking like, man, okay, I'm in here. I'm in young. Bitch got me eating puss early.
Yeah.
You know, I'm eating pussy.
Yeah.
But everybody all early. I'm
all that, yeah.
You know, I'm okay. I'm
R.I.P. Rondell, man.
I'm in there.
The puss eating champion.
We in there,
That motherfucker was crazy with that shit.
We good.
We was kids, nigga. That motherfucker used to talk about eating puss like it.
Oh,
like,
he was a like freaky was ass watermelon. Boy.
That motherfucker, boy. That motherfucker was different. That's a teenager. Nigga get up in that puss like it was watermelon. Get the motherfucker and have this shit all on his fake ears and shit.
R.I.P. You know how little bitches used to get tricked off at school?
R.I.P. my nigga though, man. R.I.P. Mm-hmm. You know,
man. Wait, R.I.P. He did?
He died.
When?
He about a year ago. Of cancer.
Damn.
He died of cancer, cuz.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's sad, cuz.
I didn't know that shit.
Yeah.
Forget shit. Go Run Dizzy.
Yeah, they got that. Yeah, man. They got that nigga, man.
But yeah.
That's sad. That shit hella sad, man.
They sure used to trick my partner off.
They said, man, that nigga tongue was like the new age motherfucker.
He was a Tongarian.
That nigga was the tongue.
Tongue
that
warrior.
Nigga had that gawk-gawk. That gawk-gawk 3000. Back then.
Back then, he had that shit back then.
Oh my god.
My nigga though, man.
He was a freaky fella.
Hey, he was different. Every Monday he came to school with a new pussy eating story. It never failed, bro.
Look,
it
never failed. This is the cold part. Look,
he never fucked. But that nigga ate the pussy.
Right, look, cause this is the thing, right? She was a virgin. I'm not gonna fuck. We done got all this in love. All right, we getting married. All right. Look. This is weird. All we doing is oral. She sucking me up. Mm-hmm. Beat the puss. Mm-hmm. Come to find out. She let not only one, but two of my niggas hit. Oh. While we together.
Oh.
Two of them.
Two, count them, two.
And I guess, and how I found out about the second one, because he asked me, he was like, hey, Do you you talk to such and such?
He asked you?
Yeah, because he asked her and she act like this is the cold part. She told him that no, we ain't, she don't fuck with me like that. You know. Mm-hmm. And so this nigga smack on homeboys. So this is two homeboys that smack. So I'm like, oh yeah.
You're a two-time felon.
But then I'm like, what is you doing this shit with me for? Bitch, I'm awesome. Oh, I didn't want our first time to be bad. I was just trying to,
I wanted to fuck with two niggas I knew.
God damn. Yeah. So at that point I was like, you know what? Bitches ain't, you know, nah man, I can't trust too much. Yeah, but then even like when you're older, you can't put shit past nobody anymore. And then when you come to that realization, you be able to wiggle a little bit easier. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
This person wouldn't. No. Anything can fucking happen.
Domino motherfuckers. Say about that.
Yeah. Fool, that ain't shit. I beat your ass 3 times already. That's just 1 time, nigga. Let's play again. Oh, fuck that.